Don't tell anyone, because this is Privacy Awareness Week. Apparently, more Australians are concerned about their online privacy now than they were 5 years ago. Something like 90% of Australians are concerned about private information being sent overseas. And there are even times when people choose not to use a mobile app because of privacy concerns. So how much should we worry about internet data gathering, and is there anything we can do about it? Stilgherrian is a freelance journalist. He's a commentator and podcaster interested in big picture internet issues, especially things like security and cyber crime. And he's a former producer here at 891. Stilgherrian, welcome to Drive.
Good afternoon, Michael.
Why do you think people are getting more concerned about privacy issues when it comes to the net?
Two big ones, I think, Michael. One is that they've now been busily putting personal information online for a few years, particularly with the rise of Facebook as, you know, perhaps the best known, but even just the searches they do on search engines and so on, and they're starting to see the results coming back. They're starting to see adverts following them around the internet, as it were. So, you know, you search for, I don't know, a particular model of car, and then suddenly the next 20 websites you look at all have ads on them for that kind of car or other kinds of cars or loans so you can buy a car. And so they're getting that happening. But also the revelations of Edward Snowden about what the intelligence community has been doing with information seems to have got people thinking, gee, if they can work out that stuff, what are the commercial operators doing? And the commercial operators don't have us jumping up and down about government surveillance. They just quietly get on with their commercial work.
I guess most of us these days have a smartphone, which inherently is a tracking device that we've got in our pocket or our bag, very convenient to use and surf the net and things. What are some of the potential dangers of having those with us at all times?
Well, you were very apt there to call it a tracking device. That's exactly what it is. Even if you don't turn on the satellite tracking, the phone can figure out your location by looking at the Wi-Fi networks around or even around you, or which even phone cells you're using, or even Bluetooth, if it comes into a shop or so on. Now, the location is one of the biggest. People think of the obvious things, that the apps are looking at the sites you're looking at and so on. But the two big ones are your location and the circle of friends you have and your communications with them. Now, so many apps say, let's say it's a baby community. It says, look, young mothers, exchange the photographs of your newborn amongst all your friends and discuss them and so on. Just give us permission to look at your address book so that we can share your photos around amongst your friends. Well, what you've done then is give them essentially a nice list of who you communicate with. They can have a look at how that compares with other people's address books and work out who, if you like, the important people are in your circle of friends. And even if you don't necessarily reveal your favourite restaurant or your favourite football team or whatever, or your political persuasion or whatever it might be, your friends are likely to have similar tastes and they can infer things. The location's also a really nasty one because your location gives it away. And let's say your insurance company buys that location data. You've put in your health insurance the fact that you only have 4 standard drinks a week, and yet according to your smartphone, you're actually in licensed premises for 5 hours a day for 5 days a week. You've got a loyalty card for a bottle shop, you know.
So the bottom line in all of this is be particularly careful, read the fine print, especially when you're downloading an app, I guess. Make sure you're aware of what you're allowing people to see within your phone or whatever your smart device may be.
Absolutely. Read those permissions before you press the button to say, yeah, I agree to all this. And remember that, you know, maybe it's easier just to email photographs to your friends, then only you and your friends have it, not the commercial operators in between.
Stilgherrian, some great food for thought in this Privacy Awareness Week. Thanks so much for joining us on Drive.
Cheers, Michael, anytime.
Freelance technology consultant Stilgherrian. That does it for us this Monday. Tomorrow, he's been on programs including 60 Minutes, The Project more recently, George Negus tonight.